At the beginning of the book, Charlotte's Web, Fern Arable discovers that her father has headed down to the barn with an axe. He is going to kill a newborn runt pig. A weakling makes trouble, Mr. Arable grimly tells Fern, but she's passionate about saving that runt. And her passion moves her father. Wilbur the pig is saved, and he goes on to get all the credit for the work of a really amazing spider. Well, back in 2006, scientists were faced with a choice. Maintain the status of runt planet Pluto, or reduce it to dwarf status, effectively killing its hopes and its dreams. And while there were plenty of passionate ferns, the practical, unimaginative Mr. Arables of science prevailed, and Pluto was demoted. But now, it seems that that distant former ninth planet may just have been vindicated. Here's what happened. In January of 2005, astronomers discovered a large object past Pluto, which was called UB313. And it seemed pretty big, so those astronomers wondered if it might be a 10th planet. And there was evidence to support that notion. On February 1st of 2006, guest host Evan Solomon spoke with Dr. Frank Bertoldi of the University of Bonn, who explained that he and his colleagues had measured UB313. Here is part of that conversation from our archives.
How big is planet UB313?
It's not a planet yet, actually. I mean, it's a planetary system. It's a solar system type object. Whether it's a planet or not, it's to be decided. But anyway, it's 3,000 kilometers in diameter, which makes it about 700 kilometers larger than Pluto. Now, there's some uncertainty in that, maybe give or take 300 kilometers, because of the method that we've been using. We're just seeing some flux. It's a very difficult observation, but our best value is about 3,000, plus minus 300, as I said.
Well, how big do you have to be called a planet? I imagine there was some debate about whether Pluto was a planet. So what's the cutoff? You're smaller than Pluto, no planet, bigger than Pluto, maybe you got a shot.
Not up to me to decide that. Actually, the International Astronomical Union has set up a committee to discuss this issue, and they'll probably announce their findings or their conclusion on this sometime this summer. But the two possibilities, either you take away the status of planet from Pluto, or you keep Pluto in and may have to award that title to UB313 as well.
That was Dr. Frank Bertoldi in conversation with guest host Evan Solomon back in 2006. Well, 6 months later, the decision was made by the International Astronomical Union. Pluto was given the boot. And some people were furious, including Dr. Alan Stern of the Southwest Research Institute. From our archives, here is part of Carol's interview with Dr. Stern, which aired in September of 2006.
Dr. Stern, what was your reaction when you learned that the International Astronomical Union had demoted Pluto?
I was surprised.
Were you at the meeting?
No, I was here in the States.
And so you learned of it, and why were you surprised then?
Well, I was surprised for a couple of reasons. First, I think to many professional astronomers and planetary scientists, saying that Pluto's not a planet is a little bit like saying a chihuahua's not a dog. It's just not a credible statement. And also, I was surprised when I read the text of their resolution defining planets, because I found it so technically and linguistically flawed.
So do you think that Pluto needs to be reinstated then?
I think Pluto's reinstatement by the IAU is becoming irrelevant. I think people are voting with their feet, both astronomers and lay public. Maybe the IAU will catch up.
So you're just going to toss out the IAU as they're just not in the loop.
As far as I'm concerned, it's become the irrelevant astronomical union on this point.
Now, we wouldn't go that far, but a new discovery does cast doubt on the IAU's decision, and it does cast it into doubt. Recently, scientists were able to get a better idea of the size of UB313, which has since been named Eris. And when Eris passed in front of a distant star, it cast a tiny shadow on Earth. And from that shadow, researchers were able to extrapolate that Eris is actually almost exactly the same size as Pluto. If anything, it may be smaller, about 2,326 kilometers in diameter compared to Pluto's diameter of 2,340 40 kilometers. So, Pluto wasn't the runt after all. And instead of raising two runts as part of the solar system family, scientists axed them. Which, in the words of Fern Arable in Charlotte's Web, is the most terrible case of injustice I ever heard of.